Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Rihanna's on a mission, and it involves Eminem.
And what stars are ganging up on Ryan Reynolds?
And is Tori Spelling forgettable in bed? Ooh. We'll get into that first, but
let's get this started!
All right. Now, the Beehive has been clamoring for visuals for Beyonce for a while, and she finally delivered, y'all. Now, ooh. Queen Bee dropped the video for her song, Bodyguard, and in it, she pays tribute to Pamela Anderson. Now, she copied Pam's look from the movie Barbed Wire, as well as her iconic red swimsuit from Baywatch, which spelled B-E-Y watch.
Right? So cute.
Yo, I had to, like, ask who this was at first when she first popped on the screen.
She killed
it. It's been a minute since she gave you that level of Beyonce.
Yeah. She killed it.
Mm-hmm.
That she's boobylicious now.
Yes. I am not ready for that jelly. she looks great.
Yo, if they did a reboot, you think, she could slide in Pam's shoes?
She definitely should do it.
Yeah, and I don't like that blue eyeshadow. It just don't look
good. It don't matter what you like. The world loves
it. It's classic.
Okay, the Beehive loves it. All her fans love it. She looks beautiful and flawless, Gary.
And then the trickle effect is because Beyonce's doing it, more people going to probably Google Pamela Anderson this week.
Yeah. You know. So she'll get to, reap some benefits from it or follow her or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to have to get real specific. Pamela Anderson, 90s.
Right,
Baywatch.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we all know Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman love to joke around with each other. Well, Martha Stewart just got in on the action as well. On the game show Rent Free, Martha was asked if Ryan would be fun to hang out with, and she said, "You want to know something? He's not so funny in real life." "No, he's not so funny. He's very serious."
Oh, man.
Then Hugh replied on X saying, "Finally, someone says it."
It's weird. You would think he would try to crack some jokes around Martha.
I don't think he cares. If you stale, you stale.
Yeah.
No matter who you around, if it's not in your personality to be funny or fun, you're just not going to do it. Unless Martha was like being super duper fun and trying to bring it out of him.
Yeah.
But if Martha was laid back and everybody was chill, if you're not that type of person, you're probably not going to amp up either.
And this she might have been high. Who knows?
You know, she could have been, but she probably was just chilling.
I feel like that's normal, that we do kind of mimic the energy of, like, people around us in a setting.
She probably expected him to be fun. So he's fun on everything.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't want to startle someone older, you know what I mean, by coming in with so much energy and be like, whoa, you know what I mean? So you want to meet them where they at.
It sounds like Martha wanted him to be fun.
Yeah.
You know, she wanted to have some fun.
Poor thing.
Poor Martha Stewart. All right, there's somebody new playing matchmaker out here in these streets, and it might surprise you.
Uh-oh.
Reportedly, Rihanna is determined to help her former duet partner Eminem find a girlfriend.
Okay.
A source told In Touch she knows him well enough to know what kind of woman would be a good match, and she's got lots of ideas about who to set him up with. But supposedly he's happier on his own, and he doesn't want the drama of dating, but they're saying Rihanna isn't taking no for an answer.
Oh.
What's going on here?
I think it's cool when your friend tries to hook you up with somebody because she feels like you need a companion at this point.
Who do you guys think she should hook Eminem up with?
I don't know who all Rihanna's friends are, so I can't give you that answer.
And he's so secretive because all we know is the girl Kimmy rapped about on those first 2-3 albums. So you don't really know what his type is.
He had a thing for Mariah.
Yeah.
But that didn't work out.
Well, you should go back.
You know what? Yeah. Right now's the time to revisit it.
It didn't
you don't
work
think,
out.
Oh, bad?
Oh, yeah. Apparently, like...
Was that the So Obsessed song? Is that what that...
He prematurely...
Yeah.
Yeah, they was clothes burning. They both talked about it before.
Vomit on his sweater already.
So
Mom,
nervous.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, he was so nervous and stuff.
He lost himself.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens. Hopefully she didn't judge him and...
Yeah, no, it just didn't work out. You know, everybody ain't made for everybody. But who should Rihanna hook him up with?
If you want to keep it... Halsey.
Ah.
Halsey is kind of, she could be rough around the edges when need be, but also could class it up when necessary.
What about y'all girl who y'all like so much?
Sydney Sweeney?
Sydney Sweeney.
That's interesting.
Oh, damn.
She's engaged.
Okay.
She should go back to Lil' Kim.
Oh, 10 It's okay, Ted.
Really? This is how we find out?
It's time to object.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I gotta go interrupt a wedding.
All right, y'all, it's time for a
baby report.
That looks like congratulations are in order. Lil Boosie announced that he's about to be a father for the 9th time. Ooh. Nick Cannon, he's on your heels. He shared the news along with the video of him dancing at the Atlanta Hawks game saying, baby on the way, dance. I'm about to be a daddy again, man. You know, he's had a bumpy relationship with some of his other kids. And some of his other kids, you know, he seems to get along fine with. Should you make sure everything's patched up with everybody before you have more kids?
No, but I don't believe somebody actually screwed him and got pregnant. Lil Boosie?
It don't take much.
Yeah.
Lord. Lil Boosie's a star.
Yeah. He's a star, but he ain't cute.
To some people, he is, Gary.
Yeah.
To some women, he's very attractive.
Sometimes it's a confidence. It's how you dress it
up. Different strokes for different folks, Gary.
I see that.
Some women like red eyes.
Yeah, because, honey, Lord.
Some women like a wobbly voice. Do you like the way Boosie does it?
Yeah, Boosie got hits. He got some paper, you know.
All right. Former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Teddy Mellencamp just filed for divorce from her husband, Edwin Arroyave. She cited irreconcilable differences, and she listed their date of separation as October 20th. But check this out. 4 days after that, on October 24th, they attended a melanoma benefit together, giving us a healthy dose of PDA with Edwin kissing and dipping her in pictures, and she posted them to the gram.
Yeah, that's giving false signals if I've ever seen some.
No, but you're supposed to pose a common front when you're going through problems. You're not supposed to let people know you're going through problems.
They filed for divorce.
I know that.
I mean, could y'all fake PDA with somebody I was about to have a divorce with?
I don't think so. I'm not good at faking that stuff.
Maybe they had a few drinks.
A little bubbly in the system.
A little alcohol will either make you forget about your issues or amplify them. And it looks like for this one, it did the opposite.
Yeah, they may say, hey, let's seal the deal with one night. Okay, y'all, Beverly Hills 90210 co-stars Tori Spelling and Brian Austin Green were romantically involved both on the show and off back in the day. But on her Misspelling podcast, she had to remind him about the first time they smashed alert. According to Tori, they had spent the day at Disneyland, and they were kind of drunk, so they ended up at a Disneyland hotel.
Oh, boy.
Check it out.
And then we started kissing.
I love this story. I feel like I'm, like, hearing a story of you and someone else right now.
I swear on my life, it's you.
Oh, my God. This is, because it's magical.
It was kind of epic.
Yeah.
Brian had no recollection of their first time. But he said he did remember them hooking up several other times.
Oh. He sat there listening to that story like it was fan fiction.
Yeah.
He did.
Listen, if they were real intoxicated and roaming all around Disney, like, you know, have you ever been... Listen, have you ever been to pull one of these and then you look over here and you're like, oh, does that ever happen to anybody?
Yeah.
No?
I wish, but
no?
Nah. But just imagine what that does to your morale and ego, right? When, like, you felt like the sex that y'all had was epic and my man was like, Who'd you do this with?
Didn't even remember. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. She might just be talking for her podcast and just, you know.
But men always play they don't remember. You know, women do remember more than men. Okay. So she knows what she did when he's just lying and don't want to be claiming poor Tori.
I mean, but also, Brian Austin Green was, like, one of the younger dudes on the show who was probably seeing a lot of activity, you know, during that time. So it probably is easy to lose track.
But Tori held the key, honey. Her did it on the show.
You think the Four Tops remember everybody?
He ain't leave her nothing, though.
Yeah.
She had a key when he was alive, but he ain't leave her nothing to unlock it.
He hid the key.
Up next, y'all, one company might be making the craziest drink ever. Find out what it is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. So the makers of Fireball Whiskey are giving football fans something to cry literal tears about.
Oh, God.
So they're introducing Crierball, a limited edition whiskey that allows football fans to actually drink their rivals' tears.
Wait.
How, you might ask? To craft the beverage, workers will be stationed at the most anticipated games. Then they're going to ask fans to wear Fireball Tear Collection uniforms and then have them shed their tears after their team's loss. Oh. Barbara said the new creation will mix the emotion of nail-biting finishes and heartbreak with Fireball's iconic cinnamon sweet flavor, and it's set to be ready for the 2025-2026 football season. Now, a months-long process of sterilization will follow before these are sold, so who's drinking this?
Not me.
No. That is so nasty and disgusting.
If I'm going to drink my enemy's tears, I don't want it filtered with anything. I want it straight in a cup.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to pour some of it out before I drink it just to be like, yeah, this is how I think about you and your disdain.
Is this for football or sports, period?
Football.
Football.
I don't even like football, so I don't have to worry about that drink, honey.
Why can't they just make it without the tear thing in it? That makes it, like, nasty. It needs... Yeah.
But tears are supposed to be healthy, though. Doesn't it cleanse your eyes?
Yeah, your own.
Can't imagine tears actually being in there, regardless of what they say.
Why don't they just make it real, real hot, like a Daredevil TikTok drink or something, and not, like, you know...
Extra fire.
Not like with people's tears in it.
You know how angry sports fans be when their team don't do what you wanted them to do? Do you think you're going to be able to corral these people and harness their tears without a fight?
Have any of you guys ever cried over a sports team?
Hell no. I was sad when, like, Mike Tyson lost to Buster Douglas.
Yeah.
But I didn't cry about it.
I used to hate when Michael Jordan would lose, but I didn't cry.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm. I would have a shot, though. You know, there you make go. Myself feel better.
Right.
Yeah. So I do the cry ball, you know? All right, y'all. It's time to go shopping with another...
Battle of the Deals!
Powered by Morning Save.
Just scan this QR code right here to get them, okay? Kick us off, HK.
Kia. Okay, we got this Anova Precision Port Handheld Vacuum Sealer Kit. Stop throwing away food because it isn't stored properly. This removes all oxygen from bags, keeping your food fresh longer. Now, this comes with 10 reusable bags, and this goes for as high as $49, but we got you today for just $10.
Ooh, nice.
Now, this is a doorbuster deal, so it's only three per customer, so don't miss out.
Mm. Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay, next, we've got the Nomodo Wireless Wearable Bluetooth Speaker available in black and gray. You get high-quality, immersive theater-style sound. Keep your hands and ears free of having to deal with earbuds. Now, they've been seen for as high as $80, but we got you today for just $19.99.
Nice.
Ooh, okay, and I've got the Toray Lane four-piece pre-wash microfiber sheet set. Now, they're available in six colors. People love that they're wrinkle-resistant, stain-resistant, hyperallergenic, and allow airflow for a more comfortable sleep.
Ooh.
Ooh, we always need new sheets, Gary. How much?
Yes. Ooh, girl, honey, they range from as high as, Brett, $62 to $92, but we got you today for just $24.99.
All right.
Okay. Well, these are all such great deals. So just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all three. Get it? This code right here or morningsave.com.
Up next, is there another tennis great in Serena Williams' family? Find out who it might be after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Serena Williams is a tennis legend, and it seems that her 14-month-old daughter, Adara, is following in her footsteps, y'all. Now, Serena shared a video on her IG with the caption, "Wins too early." Check it out.
Uh-oh. Here, dearie, put it in here. She was doing it. Now we turn the camera, she don't want to do it. Baby is.
Dearie.
Okay, you can take care of
it. I'm still going to take care.
I think having that child at 14, that's kind of a form of child abuse to me.
Excuse me, why?
Because
what are you talking about?
That child might want to grow up to be a model, not a tennis player.
She's just on the court with her mother. They're just doing some leisure stuff.
She's walking around.
They're walking around.
But she's talking about her arm, honey. Her arm is ready. Look at what it says. Her arm,
but
her arm.
But she's oh my
she's
God.
She's being sarcastic.
You haven't spent enough time around kids. They pick up and throw anything they can lift.
Yeah. And luckily, it's a ball.
Luckily, it's a tennis ball. Meant to bounce.
Yeah. And the kid's outside. That's a lot of kids say they don't like to go outside.
I took Drew on a tennis court. He went up to the net. He was like, wow, what's this? And he was pushing it and just having a good time.
But does he know you're a rapper, not a tennis player?
But what does that matter? He was having fun and he was experiencing something different. That big old green, beautiful tennis court and the net. Like, it was like amazing to him.
Oh, my. I just feel so bad for that child.
I feel so terrible for that child. The child of two outrageously successful and beautiful people who's going to have a golden future almost no matter what they do.
Feel more sorry for yourself.
I know, honey. If my dad took me to watch him chop up bodies, I probably wouldn't be sitting here.
Chop up bodies?
Did he chop up bodies?
Well, he embalmed them.
Oh. That's not chop... That's...
All right, well, moving on.
Yeah.
Listen up, fellas. If you ever wanted to take Olivia Rodrigo on a date, she's sharing one thing she considers a red flag. Peep it.
The biggest red flag, okay, this is a very oddly specific question that I ask guys on first dates. I always ask them if they think that they would want to go to space. And if they say yes, I don't date them. I just think if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself, because I think it's just weird.
So do y'all agree with Olivia? Because I think going to space is exciting if you're brave enough to do it.
Yeah, Olivia, let me tell you something right now. You're going to want to change this in a few years, okay? Like, I would love to go to space. I'm upset that I can't go camping on the moon over the weekend. We went there 50 years ago.
Black people don't want to do that.
I know, but look at how Caucasian I am.
We don't want to go to space. Y'all
like
had
to skateboard on the weekend.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah. This is the kind of stuff I'm into. Let me go to space and come back and tell everybody about it.
Well, you'll never date Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia's gonna want to know my space story.
I want to go to space, but I don't want to go to another planet. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I'll do a moon. I won't do Mars.
Okay.
What's your destination gonna be? You just going up there and going to.
You got baby steps. You can't just skip the moon and go straight to a whole nother planet, man. Let's just see. Let's see. I might have allergies there.
All right, y'all, coming up, Dak Prescott has an announcement about his team, the Dallas Cowboys, but he didn't know it was going to be caught on camera. Oop. See what he had to say, y'all, after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back!
Hey!
Well, the Dallas Cowboys might be America's team, but they haven't been doing so well lately. Mm. They lost recently to the Falcons, making this their third straight defeat. Well, here's what the Cowboys quarterback, Dak Prescott, had to say about his team.
Wait, what was that? Did anyone catch that?
You had to read his lips. Running back?
We finding stuff?
Yeah.
We finding stuff.
Yeah, we suck.
Yeah.
We flipping suck? Why would you say flipping?
Oh.
What, so fortune weird. Stock?
Hmm? Well, y'all think the fans will be upset to hear him feel like that and he plays for the team?
I'm sure the fans have subconsciously been thinking it for quite some time.
The fans have probably been telling him that he's been flipping sucking.
But some teams have bad days and off days, right?
They've been having a bad season for multiple seasons.
Do you think Jerry Jones made him eat one of them finger tacos? Mm. Do you think Jerry was like, come on over here now, Dak? and he got his skeleton fingers out and he was like, let me get you the good tender bite. And then he was like, open up.
And let him eat by himself.
If the punishment was after every game they lost, everybody had to go to the locker room and take a knee and Jerry Jones is duck feeding them the feet.
They're just out here like this.
Like a baby bird. Uh-huh. Like in a circle. Oh my God! They would turn the whole season around.
Circle on up, boys. Here we go. Good gosh! All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Unlike the Cowboys, we don't suck.
Oh.
we're actually the best entertainment show on TV. So come hang with us again. All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.